This is Gavin Dahl with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Coming up, a new national survey from USA Today and Public Agenda finds Americans have a lot of misconceptions about immigrants. Plus, state lawmakers will loan a museum the Civil War monument vandalized over the summer and then toppled outside the state capitol. And advocates for a new statewide paid medical leave program have earned their way onto the November ballot via signature gathering. First up, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
Residents in the Grand Valley, like those across the nation, are voicing concerns over changes at the U.S. Postal Service, reports Nathan Deal with the Grand Junction Sentinel. The changes include nationwide removal of mail sorting machines and mailboxes. That's led to concerns over delayed mail-in ballots in November's election. The United Postal Workers Union declared that Tuesday was a national day of action. A two-hour protest was held in Grand Junction, and other protests were held in Denver and Lakewood. The Secretary of State's office says supporters of a statewide paid medical leave program gathered enough signatures to get their cause on the November ballot. Here's a rundown of the other eight measures that have already qualified for the fall ballot. Requiring voter approval for any large state-run enterprise. Repealing a law that bases Colorado's Electoral College votes on the national popular vote for president. Increasing tobacco and nicotine taxes to fund public schools. Allowing charitable gaming activities to hire managers to run them, repealing the 1982 Gallagher Amendment, amending the state's constitution to say that only a citizen, rather than every citizen, is allowed to vote, restoring gray wolves to the state, and the final ballot measure prohibiting late-term abortions. But one type of ballot measure we won't see this fall are those related to oil and gas. Ballot measures on both sides of the issue have been withdrawn recently. Here in the North Fork Valley, some businesses found that a relief. Jeff Schwartz, owner of Big B's Delicious Orchards in Hotchkiss, explained that not having to worry about ballot measures will give residents and businesses more time to focus on the big picture of a sustainable economy.
It gives us time as a community to make a larger, bigger picture argument for our valley to be a valley that does not need to rely on extractive industry at this point. We've done a good job as a community to create and develop a strong, somewhat sustainable agrarian economy based on clean air, clean water, beautiful views, incredible food.
Schwartz adds that without having to fight for or against ballot measures this fall, there's a greater opportunity for involvement in state efforts to create new regulations for oil and gas development, to ensure that rules protect rural communities and provide more certainty to farmers, producers, and agricultural businesses. For KVNF News, this is Jody Peterson.
State lawmakers have agreed to loan a Denver museum a Civil War monument that was toppled and vandalized this summer outside the state capitol. KVNF's Capitol Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
The monument was built in 1909 to honor Colorado soldiers who fought and died in the Civil War, but the statue became controversial because it also commemorates the Sand Creek Massacre. Jason Hansen is the creative director for History Colorado Museum. He says having it on display will help tell the monument's full story to the public.
They could be provided with historical context, nuanced interpretation, and the space for civil discussion.
The monument will be on loan for about a year. Hansen says the exhibit will include testimonials from descendants of Sand Creek Massacre victims as well as military veterans. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Americans have a lot of misconceptions about immigrants. That's one of the findings from a new national survey from Public Agenda and USA Today. With support from America Amplified, Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick spoke to some of the survey participants.
At first glance, there doesn't seem to be anything earth-shattering about this latest poll. A majority of Americans support stronger border security, but they also want a path to citizenship for people brought to the U.S. illegally as children. That's in line with another recent survey from NPR and Ipsos. Still, it's this issue that garners the most attention and sparks the most disagreement.
We're building a beautiful wall, a big one that really works, that you can't get over. You can't get under.
President Trump has been pushing for a wall between the U.S. and Mexico border since he was a candidate. In this latest poll, 31% of all Americans say that the border wall is an important symbol, regardless of how many people it stops from crossing the border illegally. Richard Anson believes that. He's a registered Democrat living in San Diego after spending 35 years in Colorado. He says the wall doesn't have to be intimidating.
In some cities around California, they paint things, ugly things, to make them look prettier. I would do that with our fence or our wall or whatever. So the symbolism isn't quite so in-your-face aggressive.
This survey participant is also in line with 71% of Americans and 56% of Democrats who say it's important to prevent illegal immigration by enforcing border security more strongly.
I don't mean that the border should be closed, no entry, but I do mean that we should be able to close our borders.
I think open borders all the way. I don't think there should be anything stopping people from coming and going.
That's survey participant John Morsehauser. He's a registered libertarian who lives in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I think using taxpayers' dollars to build a wall is the crime. That's the illegal part of anything, I think. The fact that somebody wants to come into this country and work, to me, is a plus.
Morsehauser is in the same camp as about two-thirds of Democrats who say building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border goes against American values and traditions. Compare that to just 17% of Republicans. He says the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, from the founding fathers to today.
So unless you're Native American, you're an immigrant. Your descendants are immigrants.
America may be a nation of immigrants, but overall, Americans have a lot of misperceptions when it comes to immigrants today. Researchers asked survey participants three questions on that subject. 45% of respondents answered all three of them wrong. Just 8% got them all right. David Schlafer is the director of research for Public Agenda, the organization behind the survey. He says researchers took how people answered those questions and compared that to their stances on immigration.
The more questions people answered correctly, so the better informed they were, the more welcoming immigration policies they favored, and the more positive views they had of immigrants themselves and of immigrants' roles in our society and economy and culture.
For example, the people who answered more of those three questions correctly were more skeptical of building a border wall. They were also more likely to believe that the government should allow undocumented immigrants to remain in the U.S. Schlafer says this gap in knowledge poses an opportunity for people to become more informed, but there's also a flip side.
They do kind of think that that creates opportunity for maybe some political manipulation. I think it kind of creates this sort of room for politicians to push a policy agenda that members of the public don't really understand.
He says while it was once thought to be a major election year issue in 2020, immigration will now take a backseat to the pandemic response.
You know, while it's not necessarily front and center, I don't think it's gone away. And I think now it's really just a question of how the virus itself sort of plays out in relation to immigration.
Now, with campaigns in full swing, it's a topic that's likely to get some national attention heading to November. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.